want to say thank you to Alicia for interpreting the story of Mary for us today. And thank you to the choir for taking on a new anthem. That's a pretty amazing piece. So congratulations all the way around. And much appreciation in my heart. The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Most highly favored lady. That's how Christians imagine Mary to be. Most highly favored lady. On a pedestal we put her, we have. Yes, we have. We've made her meek and mild. We've controlled her. But I don't think Mary is so easily made two-dimensional. She was a real 3D person. There's a lot to Mary. There is another way to read this text. Mary and Gabriel dialogue for a while. Mary wondering how on earth this pregnancy is going to happen, and Gabriel expounding on how great it's going to be that she's going to have a baby and name him Jesus. At the end of the conversation, Mary says, "Here I am, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." It sounds like surrender. It sounds like passivity, like she's simply being obedient, which is how this text has been interpreted for two millennia. This interpretation fits the place of women in societies all over the world. Lower than men, less than men, obedient to men. Well, men have been the writers, the preachers, and the provocateurs of this very interpretation, ignoring something central. First of all, the text is prettified by many translators to read servant. The word is really slave. At first glance, that makes it sound even more submissive, more passive. This woman is enslaving herself to God. It's shocking language, even now. And it was shocking then, but for very different reasons. The title Slave of God was an honorific title in Jewish history. It was applied only to a few outstanding men. Yeah, like Abraham and Moses and Isaac and David and Joshua and Jacob and all the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Micah, yada, yada. And it was applied to one woman, Hannah. Mary is saying, "Here I am, slave of God." And oh, is she stepping into her power? That's a paradox. She's stepping into her power. She is claiming her God-given agency in this passage. This is not passive submission by any stretch. Mary is a God-powered woman. And then it is no surprise that the song she subsequently sings is none other than a version of Hannah's song. That's right. Two women separated by centuries share sons called to serve God. Two women separated by centuries share songs that proclaim the vision of God. They are remembered with honor by their communities, on par with the patriarchs and the prophets. They claim their God-given agency to voice, to proclaim, to preach through song the very vision of God for the world as it should be. The world that we sometimes cynically say, well, that's never going to happen. No, they preach God's vision, according to God, the one who is making the world even now, the world as it should be. It is a joy to witness someone finding their voice. It's a joy to be party to someone claiming her own power, her God-given capacity to act on her own behalf, especially when that person has been put down, put out, cast off, and considered less than by the world around her. It is a joy to witness and participate in the awakening of a person who's sleepy, who's been sleepy, like sleepy with dementia. Last Sunday, 20 of us from this congregation, it's the biggest group of carolers we've ever had, biggest group ever. We stepped into the dining area of the memory unit at Pilgrim Place Health Center. We surrounded the residents, the nurses, and the caregivers with our voices and our chimes. It was surround sound. We were there specifically for our own Janice newborn. Janice, maybe you didn't know this, Janice was a music major in college. She was a voice major. She even did a senior recital. Janice was also an administrator for a state legislator. She was a pastor's wife. Janice was a leader in the General Church of the Christian Church Disciples Christ. She was the first African-American woman to be called to a professional position in the Disciples Women. Janice has been sleepy for a while with the loss of memory. I walked over to Janice and roused her a bit. We're here from the church, Janice. I hope you'll sing with us. The nurse trying to get Janice to eat was clearly frustrated that we were interrupting mealtime. I'm trying to get her to eat, she said to me. She said it almost quite like that, too. She was frustrated, and I felt her frustration, but we were not going to be deterred. No. So we began to sing, and Janice began to wake up. And Janice began to sing, and she sang with us, and as she sang, the nurse began to sing, and the nurse began to cry, tears of joy. As we left, I paused to thank Janice for singing with us. She said, I keep it locked up inside. How often we need to hear the voice of others before we will unlock what is inside us. How often we need to hear the voice of other people to find the encouragement to let our song out. Mary had the encouragement of Gabriel, divine encouragement. And then she had the encouragement of her cousin, Elizabeth. Her whole life was permeated with Christ's presence. Her story invites us to consider a life that is permeated with Christ's presence, to claim our own God-given agency. The anthem the choir sang is a setting of a poem about Mary's life, being a series of touchstones of divine collaboration and company. Sing of a girl in the ripening wheat, flowers in her hand, the sun in her hair. All the world will run to her feet for the child that mother will bear. Sing of a girl that the angels surround, dust in her hand and straw in her hair. Kings and their crowns will fall to the ground before the child that mother will bear. Sing of a girl on a hillside alone, blood on her hand and gray in her hair. Sing of a body broken and torn. Oh, the child that mother will bear. Sing of the girl that a new man will meet. Hand in his hand, the wind in her hair. Joy will rise as gold as wheat with the child that mother will bear. Sing of a girl in the circle of love, fire on her head, the light in her hair. Sing of the hearts the spirit will move to love the child that mother will bear. Sing of a girl who will never grow old, joy in her eyes and gold in her hair. Through the ages, we will be told of the child that mother will bear. Through the ages until now, we are told of the child that mother will bear, that mother who claimed her place of power as one of God's own prophets, prophesies still to us today. For the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is God's name. God's mercy is for those who fear God from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He's brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Prophetic words from a pregnant teenage girl claiming her God-given agency. That's some chutzpah. That's courageous. When people claim their own God-given agency, they do courageous and compassionate acts. Our stories, our songs awaken joy in the world, God's joy. Our stories are platforms for the permanence and permeability of divine presence. Our stories, our lives are platforms for the operational system of Jesus, okay? Mary invites us to consider a life that is permeated with Christ's presence, to claim our God-given agency. When we speak dreams of the world as it should be in the midst of the world as it is, we're singing the song of Mary. When we love in the face of hate, act to make more room and more space for people crowded out of the economy by the greed of others, we are singing the song of Mary, and we claim our God-given agency. In the moments of new birth and new possibilities, our lives can sing of the hope God has for the transformation of our neighborhoods and our world. In the moments of deep suffering and despair, our lives are witness to the companionship of Christ through the valley of shadows. In the resurrection moments of our lives, we proclaim the inexplicable tenacity of God to overcome destruction on our behalf. In the connection of community, when our voice joins the mighty chorus of saints in this life and the life beyond, we share in the music of the entire universe that transcends time and space. Wake up! Wake up to the joy being born in your life, in you, in all of life's varied circumstances where it's hard to find and easy to see. Wake up. It's there. It's there. I invite you to sing with me, "How Can I Keep From Singing?" And if you're looking for a church home in which to serve the living Christ, I invite you to join this congregation by transfer of your church membership or confession of faith in Jesus Christ. Let us stand together and sing.